I got two.
You're pretty sure that it came from over this part of camp.
Savage left.
Ah, clever. Maybe we encountered a mated pair.
Oh, great.
Wait, who's, what?
Who's that?
What's mating?
Show yourself.
They're not stupid.
Well, obviously.
They're probably not. Going, oh, that's very, very clever. Keep the well-armed group pinned and get the others. My, my. This is going to be far more exciting than I had originally intended. And here I thought they were simple brutes.
You know.
Well, if they were once human, it makes sense for them to have at least some intelligence.
Why would you do it if you didn't think it was going to be exciting?
Huh. I was hoping for this, but you never know. At this point, it's going to go ahead and lunge. And I'm not going to put them on the map yet, because no one made it spot their spot check. Shit. You're not quick, are you?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you still quick?
Yes.
How about now? Are you quick anymore?
Yeah, I'm still technically quick, but that works.
Savage and him. Hard speeds diamonds.
It goes first.
It goes first.
Probably for the best, though.
Give me that.
Ninja!
Let's see, its pace is...
Ninja!
It's only medium size?
Yeah. Well, it's technically large, but it's not huge.
Well, you have the D&D minis here.
Oh, that's fine. It's just a beast. It's a bestial human.
You can use the giant ape. You're close enough to human.
All right, there we go. That's who I'll ambush. You're the most alone, and obviously the smallest.
It's true.
Sorry, Ivan.
I'm sorry. It's a predator.
I do have a knife.
Oh, that's fine. I understand. You're not completely unarmed. It'll go ahead and make its fighting roll at a +4. Ah! So you do indeed see this kind of bestial, hairy-looking humanoid, and this one apparently appears to be male. It stands well over 7 feet, but luckily it's still human enough you don't quite need to make a guts check or anything. But it does have vicious, vicious-looking claws. Ah. Your turn. Knife! Shankopotamus.
I activate deflection on myself with a raise. And that's it.
Okay. Now I'm just gonna.
I can't see it from where I am because there's a tent in the way.
The tent isn't that tall.
You can see him over the tent.
You can see him over the tent. I'll give him, at most, 1 point of cover. It's not like bolts don't go through cloth terribly easily. Oh, no!
My tent.
My tent. It was made out of Kevlar, though.
Kevlar tents. Actually, I can see that being a very good investment for the military.
And it'd be a really expensive investment.
Yeah.
You can't be giving every soldier, like, what was it, 15 yards? I don't know how much cloth goes into a tent.
Either. They make Kevlar heads for drums.
So do I see it?
Oh yeah, you see it. It's visible this turn.
Alright, I'll find a shot at it. Excuse me.
But let me tell you, those Kevlar heads are very expensive. But they last forever.
Five
minus one is four, you still hit.
Fine. Does nothing.
You do nothing.
That's what I thought.
It snarls.
I skid.
We can move through ally squares, right?
Yes, you can.
Does it have the same diagonal rule as D&D?
No.
It's squares.
Two, you move, three, eight, move six squares.
So four?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
Shankopotamus?
Shank.
Unfortunately, you're Florentine. I don't. No, no, it's you, not your enemy.
Yes, it is me. Four.
Four will.
Five.
Five will hit it.
Alright.
It's not a very good parry.
It's an ambush fighter.
It's also large.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I missed, and they get to attack.
Yeah. I had a plus four. I rolled a one. That's the only reason I missed.
11?
11. You shake it.
That's the thing about it. You're easy to hit, but they're hard to damage.
Yeah, it has a lot of toughness.
Alright. I turn around and unload a shell at it.
Blah-bloom! Alright, now, I think shotguns actually have a bystander rule of one and two. So go ahead and roll. Which one's your shooting guy?
Bronze,
okay.
Plus two because it's a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Does it matter that this is slugs?
Is it a slug?
What's the standard ammo?
You had loaded
buckshot is standard ammo.
Okay. Well,
I do recall you had loaded a slug earlier.
Okay, then you don't get the plus two.
That's fine, because I think that would also mean the bystander roll.
Dad, bystander roll goes back down to a one.
I'm fine with that. I still get the absurd damage of a shotgun.
You get 2d10. That's what a slug is. That's what a slug does. Buckshot does 3d6.
Yeah, the slug was less accurate but more damaging.
Yes.
Potentially.
No, the buckshot was less accurate, but whatever. You know what?
Well, technically it's more accurate because you...
It's a shotgun effect. It does more damage close up, less damage for a weight. A slug is even out.
Huh?
Well, I said I loaded a slug. I can load a buckshot next round if I choose to.
Ah!
That would be a three.
Kaboom!
That's my... is it a movement to reload?
It is an action to reload.
Okay.
But you didn't hit me? Which you would have if it was buckshot.
Actually, he doesn't move. He's a marksman. He fires.
Could have shot you or Ivan.
That's true.
He will do 8! And it will chortle at him. Is that acceptable?
Yes, I'll take the lead.
Congratulations, Ivan.
Jessica, you ate up all the
bad cards.
Cards.
Hold on. 1, 2, 3. Rhyme over.
Yeah, I would have gotten the Joker otherwise, though. Sadly.
This is not a good turn for Sasquatch. Alright, Ivan.
Still goes before me.
Second knife and stab twice.
Alright, do a quick draw.
No.
Okay. You have 2-fisted.
Yes.
Okay. So you're only at a -2 for drawing.
Which I have a +2 from Sugar, so.
Yep, that's right. And that's you have a net of +1 because of a gang up.
Got a 4.
4 plus 10.
5.
And a 5.
Both will actually hit. Because of its size modifier.
And
gang up.
D6.
Yeah, and gang up.
No. He has bang up. You would have not have had gang up.
Not when I attacked earlier. But
this turn you will.
This turn I will have it.
Yeah. 9, 11 will be a second chicken. And you plant the other knife in the forehead. Just to make sure.
I thought I could take a gorilla with a knife.
Well,
I think he wanted to mount its head.
Well, we'll see what we can get. I recommend we go hunt the other one.
Yes, indeed, we should go save those people.
It could be a young one. Or newly transformed.
And when it dies, it actually reverts back into the body of a man, and he goes, "Oh, bugger."
One of those, huh?
So, there's now a naked man sitting there with a knife wound in his chest and a knife wound in his head.
This is going to be difficult to explain.
Yes, well, that ruins that idea.
I love the buckshot.
So much for mounted on my wall, huh?
Indeed.
People might question if I mounted a human head on the wall.
Well, you've at least hunted it now.
Yes, well, it's not quite the same, you know? I wanted to stuff it.
I recommend skinning it alive. It's a little cruel.
I don't think it'd stay. I mean, imagine if the beast died eventually and suddenly there was a giant thing of human skin on my wall. That's just uncouth.
Should we disable those people now?
We can have this conversation while we're walking.
You guys walk up to the entrance of the mines. It is eerily silent.
And anyone bring a torch?
Yes. I have my lantern.
Didn't you break your lantern on the animated scarecrow?
I got a new one. Okay. I love going out in the woods. Of course I'd get a new one.
I always figure, you know, you are in.
Okay, let's hurry.
I dropped the deflection.
We gotta
go. I do not use light in my head.
No, it's kind of like...
Then what's the dot for?
I don't have a dot.
I had to get an eight to hit me then.
You got a little bit of mud on your forehead then.
I was hoping to get that drop. It was really important. But the wild card version is still in here. Alright.
I would give you the technical word, but Jessica doesn't know it. I looked it up one day. But that was...
Alright, so what is the marching order? It at most ever gets to like 7 or 8 feet wide, so you're looking at one person wide.
I'll take the front.
I'll be next.
Oh! Too bad I'm in.
Light at the middle.
Yeah.
As well as most important person to keep alive.
And I'll be behind her.
Lord Savage is in back. Okay.
Does Lord Savage mind that?
No. He'll keep watch on back.
He is ranged.
It just makes me sad.
I'll switch places with Lord Savage.
No, he's more like complaining that these are apparently people.
Okay, so I thought he was upset because he wasn't going to get the first shot.
No. All right. Now that he realizes they melt back into humans, it's not nearly as much fun.
Do I need to track or anything, or is it pretty good?
Sure, go ahead.
Do werewolves turn back to humans?
That's one of the reasons why their rippers are outlawed as murderers, more often than not.
So, how does Lord Savage... What was his trophy for a werewolf?
It's claws. Those didn't change back.
Is this an hour or what?
No, that's just a single check. But let's see if it finds you. Open up this.
Do you think you could get the claws from one of these things?
Or the foot or something?
Maybe. Why do you ask? You want to mount it yourself?
No. Make it so that you gain complete loss to you.
Yeah. Trying to assist you.
I got a four.
In your endeavor.
Alright. You actually managed to track it back, and you can actually find the little cubby hole, and you'll find that there are two people in here, a woman, early 20s, and probably her husband, a little bit older than she, and a half-eaten mountain man. Seeing the horrific disembowelment and severing of the head that has taken place, you need everyone to make guts checks, including Tyler.
Make your guts check, Tyler.
You know what? For once, I will fail my checks because it's me. 8.
Guts your neck.
A lot of savage.
One savage is fine.
You've seen this before.
I'm gonna borrow your beard.
Apparently, brutal murders. Why are you stabbing me?
Because you live here.
Yay! Stab Alec.
Apparently, brutal murders are very common on the West. It's got a 10.
I've seen a horrible fencing accident before.
And you're just used to this kind of life.
Yeah.
We're fighting. We're
hunting
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch, not the Sasquatch.
Yeah, it is. Fright table.
Oh, sorry. It looked like a table. It looked like a paragraph.
That one's kind of boring. Let's see if it's or spicy. 16. Oh, yeah, that's perfect here.
Do I flee?
You scream like a girl and run off into the mines.
Yay!
And there goes the light source. Even better.
Oh, shit.
You run your full run. So your pace is 6 and then roll a d6 away from the horrible sight. So 7 squares. So you are 1.
It's a little windy. 3,
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Whoa.
What?
1, 2, 3. Oh, that was a lame run.
Do you want me to re-roll?
No, I can't bend and run.
We got a 2.
Right. So she runs off there and she's shaking at this point. But let's...
I move away from it.
Are you quick?
No.
I think I'm the only quick person.
That deck hates me, Andre.
Alright.
Jessica, you are shaken.
Okay.
Roll the kick.
No.
Alright, you do not unshake this turn. Ryan.
Is it a notice to find it?
To see it? Yes.
Nine.
Nine? You don't see anything.
Damn. I ready my...
What are you readying against?
Thing. Probably my pistol.
He draws a pistol. Or,
you draw your pistol to shoot the woman and man?
To shoot the thingy when it arrives.
Alright. So you're getting ready. Speaking of which, he does arrive here. Roar.
Can I act?
No. You drew.
Oh.
Drawing's an action.
You can't do an action and hold.
Nine
yes.
against your parry? Awesome!
My parry is a four.
Do you have a weapon?
Not out. I have my pistol, but that doesn't count.
Actually, it does count for close combat.
Oh,
alright, so...
Okay, so five!
It still hits me with a raise, no less. Hit, claw, raise. Oh, that was lame. 11?
Toughness, 6.
That is a wound.
Yeah, because it's symptomatic, I'll keep it.
And by the way, this one... What'd you say?
I'll keep it. Because right. It's symptomatic.
This giant female... Sasquatch goes... Rawr! And rips you across
you
the back.
You almost said Wendigo, didn't you?
Yes, I did almost say Wendigo. Sorry.
I throw a knife at it.
Ha! 6, 7. Range increment 7?
I move up, I
okay.
guess.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's lame. I hit, but that's still lame.
Which one is your wild die?
Purple.
So your one's your shooting die. So you hit Jessica.
Well, it's technically his throwing die.
It's still the same thing.
Well, no. There's a bunch
which, yeah, which one's your wild die?
The purple.
Yeah, so he hits Jessica. It's the
yes.
bystander.
Well, yes, but yeah. It's not shooting.
Throw your damage.
Yeah, we get it. You're arguing semantics.
Not important, right?
Okay. Pair of fives. You will easily hit the Yeti. Damn, you're strong.
No.
I didn't know she had it in her.
That's technically what I get if I throw my knife.
Well, I understand you, but you're brawny.
Brawny only increases my carrying 3. Capacity, though.
Oh, bloody hell. I guess there's a lady in distress. Cover your ears, this is going to be loud. 5, he'll hit. He's using silver bullets, so that's a total of 12, which will be enough to shake it. Alec.
Move up a bit.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Cover your ears, this will also be a bit loud.
Using slug?
Buckshot.
Buckshot, alright. Bystander rules, 1 and 2.
Yep, I know.
And your bronze die is your wild die, correct?
No, my blue die is
your blue die. Is your wild die.
Mm-hmm. Bronze die is my
shoot
blue
your
die.
Team. Shoot your team. Shoot your team. Damn.
6.
Good. Damn.
What are you going hoping? I spend a Benny, see if I can't get a raise on that.
It's up to you, dude.
Yeah, why not? I can't, it's not like I can hit my team at this point.
But you could hit your team with a raise. That would be better.
That would be more odd.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah, okay.
I figured it was worth a roll. I'm close enough to get the 3d6 from the buckshot?
Yes, you have to be within 12 squares. I think 1, 2, 3 is close enough, but I'm not quite sure.
As somehow the buckshot manages to avoid both of you.
I duck.
It's about what happens. Duck.
Dude, I was clawed. I probably fell over.
7.
Yeah.
On 3d6?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not terribly surprised. Okay.
We'll start
this way. This
can, actually, can I make an agility tech to reload?
You have had to have said that beforehand.
Oh, because it gives you a -2.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I understand you still would have hit, but that is something you do need to announce before.
Yes, I... No, actually, I wouldn't have hit, because I roll a 3. Hey! Yay!
There we go.
Jessica?
Jessica, you are panicked and wounded. Go ahead and make your spirit check to shake at a minus 1. Plus 2 is at a plus 1. Honestly, it'd be really good for you to unshake.
4.
You unshake! You can stagger 3 if you want, or you could stay here and hope not... Because if you leave, you will provoke an attack.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I go anywhere, what's that going to do?
Provoke an attack for Purdue.
Okay.
This tumble doesn't exist.
Diamonds or hearts first?
Hearts beats diamonds.
I know. No, reverse alphabetical order, that's right.
I draw a melee knife. Move to the other side of it. And I wait.
And you wait.
Because I can't reach that.
Right. You have your pistol ready. Do you have a D4 shooting?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm not terribly worried. Do.
Stop.
Damn. You'll hit. Damn. Blast.
11, 12, 13, 14.
And we'll actually do a wound, so I'm going to bring my first wildcard Benny. I can see I'm putting my players to sleep. It's late. Yeah, he soaks that wound. She soaks that wound and chuckles at you. Spades beats heart.
I'll attempt to reload and fire on the same turn.
All right, you're at a minus 2.
Okay, so I reload.
Yep.
Without any...
Now fire!
I load another buckshot into the...
All right, 1 and 2. That's what I'm praying for.
5.
Damn. That's with the minus 2?
Yeah, plus 2 from using buckshot.
Yeah, okay, so you got a 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have had a 7 otherwise. Twelve.
That'll be another dragon. Soak the wound earlier, take that. Alright, so it is indeed shaken. What is your spear check? Oh boy, I'm just gonna go ahead and burn a GM. You gotta burn one of your Benny so you automatically get out. Oh, I'm gonna have to hit you and then make an escape for it. 5-1 odds are not good.
No.
Is it +4?
No.
Or is that just
the other one? That's a sneak attack.
It's only when it gets its...
Ambush. Okay.
It got its +4 on you.
It's not
going
to
hit me.
That's small.
Yeah, screw it.
Take your swing.
Come on. Shake it.
Come on!
I have a 5th level, never mind.
Eight.
You want to hit it?
No raise?
Nope, not a raise. It would have to have a parry of 4 to do that.
That's why I have a parry of.
Yeah, well.
You're terrible.
It's a better fight than you.
9. 11.
Oh, you're shaking again. Excuse me while I'm shaking out of here. He continues to fire. 4 that hits. God damn you, Lord Seven, for being such a good shot. 7 does not.
Things
hit.
I wish to do.
11, that will be a second shaken. I'm just being shaken to oblivion. Okay. Trigger check. I soak it. Alright. Next deck. Nope. There. Damn, I would love a Joker for once. Alright, Ryan, you're up first. It looks like it's making its escape, kind of.
3, 4, 5.
I don't...
Roar!
4?
What?
He's his pistol out.
Should I draw?
It's up to you.
I'll draw.
Alright, you're at a -2 if you want to swing.
Might.
+1.
Yep.
It's
plus one?
Yep. Yeah.
So net, minus two. Net minus one.
A net of minus one?
Yes.
Four.
Four? Well, miss. Horribly. You stab yourself in your kidney. You begin bleeding.
Kidney shot.
I'll turn around and attempt to shoot it. No.
Three? You want to burn a Benny?
Sure.
Game's almost over.
Anyway. Yeah, game's almost done. And since it's running away at this point.
Seven.
You will indeed hit it. Six. No. Alright. How do I feel? Alec.
Another buckshot into the round and chamber and fire.
Yay, I've got a person melee again.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yay! Shoot
I'm
Ryan!
Here, I'm here so when it runs away, I can
shoot
hit
Ryan!
It.
No.
No? No shooting Ryan?
Got a three, though.
Yeah, it was Damn a three.
Oh, that's who shoot Ryan in bad. So,
Big bet, you Englishman.
Were you reloading this turn?
I reloaded, fired.
Okay, then you
That's why, it. That's the only reason I missed.
Alright. Lord Savage, of course, the sniper shot.
Yeah.
It's for the race. Oh.
Buddy shakes. Can't do crap.
Alright. It's turn. Excuse me while I'm shaking my way out of here. Oh, I didn't get it with raise. I'll try it. One, two.
Shake it, Ryan, shake it.
Five?
No.
What?
Yes, five will hit, sorry.
Oh, okay. Like,
don't you have some sort of bonus because you're a Florentine, too?
I guess that would have been six.
Then you still hit. Maybe.
Three.
All right.
You scared off.
Ivan.
I move up to it.
One, two, three.
Oh, damn it. I was going to move up to it as well.
Too bad.
Six.
Double stab.
I have Skull Crusher Mountain stuck in my head.
I just feel bad for the poor Wendigo. Sorry, Sasquatch. Sorry. Sasquatch, Wendigo, and Yeti are all kind of like the same tradition.
Threes.
No.
Two and three.
Somehow I still think I missed. I'll start this way. Ha. Don't. Okay. Jessica.
Kill it. Kill it till it's dead. Is that the ideal
Can
to kill
I
it?
See it?
Oh, that's right. Your lantern goes how far? Five?
I don't know.
Yes, it is in dim.
So minus one?
Minus one.
Maybe you...
Two moves up, two.
So far.
You'll hit.
Yes, I could.
Interesting.
You like monkeys, you like ponies.
13 will be a wound.
So much.
I'll burn a Benny on its behalf, and... Pray maybe I can soak off the shape so I can actually claw Ivan. Yes, I will indeed. But I'm now down to one GM Benny, which I'll use to make one of you fall down the stairs.
Alec.
In real life? Or
roll to breathe. You failed!
Alright, I told you I didn't need to play today.
Reload and fire?
This is still within 12 squares.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yes, but you're at a net of minus one because the light source is back there.
Yeah, I shove another shell in and I'll try firing.
Okay.
Damn. There you go. Well, that wasn't a six.
What'd you get? Oh, you're gonna hit Ivan?
I don't have any choice either.
Roll three. 3d6! Shooter! Shooter! Behold the power of using shotguns in melee.
Okay, so that's a total of 16 so far. And then the 2d6 I reroll.